Yes. We leave that up to the experts. It's how Batman works. It's like Spy Hunter. No. Festive. I died after our session last week. Yeah, I died. Whoop will tell you when you. Oh yeah, I got better Tuesday night, which was absolute. I was going into Tuesday night, and I was like, I should have canceled my fucking flight to Buffalo. I should have canceled the Airbnb. I don't know if I can get enough flight. And then I went to bed Tuesday night and then woke up and was like, all health markers perfectly fine. And I was like, all right, that's stupid. Because I tell you, after D&D, I think I slept for 8 or 9 hours, Whoop keeps track of your high sleep stress, which is like when you have a high heart rate, like you'll have it if you're like, I don't know, you'll have it for like 3 or 4 hours if you have like a bunch of drinks before going to bed because your body's working to metabolize the alcohol. I had high sleep stress for 8 hours and 3 minutes. Like literally my heart is like sleeping at 80 beats per minute, which when it's normally in like the mid 40s. So I'm just like dying. And then I woke up Tuesday and then slept the whole day. And then I woke up Wednesday and was like perfectly normal everything the entire time I was sleeping. I gave it to him. Digitally. Okay. I had two joke questions that I was going to ask for it that I didn't. I was going to say any anvils, and then you say no, it was produce, and I'd say any durians, which in my mind is the produce version of an anvil because it's very inconvenient. It's like tea and coffee. No, you go, no, you've gone. Minty's a flavor. My uncle had to have one of those. Yeah, he got shot. It's from the. It's black tea with bergamot. Yeah. What I said still holds up, by the way. Nothing in this discussion. About the difference between dragon fruits. My analogy still holds with the dragon fruit. There are five of us. No, you never say you're wrong. You just be very condescending. Like if someone's like, I'm gonna make us some mint tea, you're like, yeah, go ahead and try. You're like, what do you No, I wanna see what you bring us. I really do. Okay. And then you're like, oh yeah, you call it this not tea. I thought you were gonna do something. I think you're gonna bend the laws of physics in there. Mint tea leaves don't exist. That sounds like rice. Capital letter. You do add a neutral spirit with juniper berries and other botanicals, well, it's grain alcohol, so. No. Vodka is not a grain alcohol. Yeah. I'm seeing multiple people say it's not just a neutral spirit, it is a base of grain, yeah. Like wheat or barley. Corn, rye, or wheat. Oh, Beef Eater Gin claims it's. Bro, I don't want to put a fucking my age in to read about how alcohol is made. What is this, 1984? Disco Fry. Aren't Disco Fries just like the dumb way to refer to the dumb way to... Oh, melt a mozzarella? That's too hick for us New Yorkers. We can't be caught eating curds. Put some mutz on it. Put some fucking mutz on it. We'll have a fucking ball. It's dumb. So gin is the dumbest alcohol, is what I mean. Like, it's literally just add alcohol to something and you have gin. True. Probably. Mexican. What if his girlfriend was just like, I'm so sorry, he doesn't talk to women. He didn't know what to do, so he went and talked to the dude. I'm so sorry. Right, you said Mexican. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. You can have citizenship and be Mexican. I hope you guys would laugh quicker. Please. He's taking us out juggling. He knows how to juggle? I've never seen him do it in my life. What if he is just playing a character? He's like, George keeps asking me to hang out. How can I be weird this time? What if I force them to switch waiters so I can practice my bad Italian like a fucking Larry David sketch? This whole time he's like, I've perfected it. This can't be. Oh, she's Finnish. Like George Santos is Jewish, yeah. Not a real Finn. Stereotype? Do they not, they don't have compelled service? You've just been hanging out. They're just. Breaking all barriers. You tell me she's a woman? Was she released in the military? No! You scratch it from my tissue. Keep it consistent. Keep it consistent. Yes. Does she know how to put together a Jeep? Yeah. Have you ever seen those videos of them putting together the Willys Jeeps in like World War I and II? They're like a crate, and then you have to open the crate and then put the Jeep together, like three people. Together tents? It's not that long. Well, things happen very slowly camping, especially if you're putting it, if you're hiking out somewhere and putting together a tent. Like, yeah, if you're doing like backpacking on a trail and you're like walking the whole day and then you're stopping like before sundown, yeah, you'll spend like an hour setting up camp. Two and a half, I don't know how big that tent is, but setting up camp, just like unpacking an entire car, might take 2 hours for camping. Oh, well, it depends on the complexity. You got to take the poles out first because then you have them in the bag, and then you got to put the poles together, and then you got to put them through the sleeves if it's like a dome tent, and then you got to move it around, and then you got to put the stakes in, and I don't know why I thought it said Nietzschean. No, this is a psychotic. This is just laden with making him the most searched term on all Korean portal sites. While the rest of the world was gripped by the news of Queen Elizabeth II's beloved 13-year-old corgi affectionately known as Monty dying. And others on the racist Hollister Gate incident being catalyzed by Korea Bang. Bug level 7. Or bug. This is an economy of words, I'll tell you that much. This is some fucking. There's no 8 paragraphs. The story's in paragraph 4. They're like, dude got a boner in front of a bunch of people. The queen's dog died. Fucking go about your day. Like this is it's just like 100 words here. If ChatGPT could write tweets like this, I'd be fucked. I would have no idea because this is just a person. I don't know, fucking put the Queen's corgi in there or some shit. Yeah, he's pre-moving. Same. Same. What? Okay. I was gonna say George's fucking schizophrenia is talking to like 7 other people, bro. How did you get 4 rows? Sixels. I didn't hear that at all. He's misdirecting. You're like, yo, are you drinking piss? And he's like, no, but what if I was a killer? Ah, you forgot all about the piss, right? Concur. Or raise his shields? Did we just leak his final build? We would never intentionally misunderstand something. No. Hell yes. Yeah, you probably went over. What the fuck? Oh, can I take the antlers? We haven't ever. Okay, I was gonna say, was it an identify action? You make an arcana check. also, DivX had you can't misidentify, blah, 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 whatever extra stuff. So when Josh says success, this is a pendant of won't burn your skin if you touch it. It's better than a conflict diamond, am I right? So we want to go see the heart. Yes. Two. I'll roll. Oh, I guess I could. Ooh. Give me 3 hero points. I'll trade it in. No. Oh yeah. That's what I was. Oh no, that, no, that is. Hats. Chump. course. Stained glass. Probably. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. How did he get here? Yeah, that's why Benny hasn't said anything in the affirmative. Oh. Oh. Also, you were competing with Twelwyn a bit because he was pumping out them simulacra. I know. Oh, you're consuming it. Yeah. That's six. Oh, right, there is only six. Yeah. As soon as he said giant is giant, I'm like, so is it in this building? Oh, okay. Were they happy when Raelian blew up? Oh. the office? Sure. Benny will try to open the door under the horn to the armory. Yes, of course, of course. Very nice. 26. There's a brief. Can Benny open the briefcase? Hey, can you? Yeah, in the ring box if you could. Does he have to identify a specific ring? Oh, yeah. Orange. The first one had a party in it and an upstairs. Oh. You're gonna kill Benny. Me. Oh, perfect. How long does it take to invest in something? Benny will put on the. Benny will put on the white armband. Who wants it? The observation one, but that only works within 30 feet. If you don't want that one, Benny will take it. But it is like the ring of glance around the room. Like it's literally like, is anyone looking at me within 30 feet? All right, Benny will invest in that one too. The once a day thing is much more important. Yeah. A minute. Holy shit, it is 10 minutes. Yeah, but I thought Divex sped it up from a minute to a round, but. No, it just stacks. Yeah. Quick identification just stacks with the skill that you're using. So he was legendary, so he could do it with an action. But like, I think trained, it's a minute. Expert, it's around. Then I think it. I don't know. It starts. Quick identification is the feat. It might be a class feat. I'm not sure if you can take it. The office. Oh, Benny has his breastplate is on loan. Is there another breastplate in? Oh, perfect. Benny will walk out of the shadows as like everyone's approaching the office and be like, they never saw two poly tools coming. You put the pressure. Oh, give us those. Is the golden? There you go. Is the gold? Oh, okay. Yeah. What about the gold as well? The money? Okay. Yeah. You just got the pendant from the guy. He didn't punch anyone. Not a demon. To the office. Quick office. Quick office, in and out. Okay. We got our perceivers. Is it just you or? I know I'm asking Arctos. Sense motive. Someone in here has some goals. Oh. Flatulence. Pilgrimage. Yeah. Do you want to just do detect magic? And can Benny copy that? How long would it take Benny to copy the map? Counterpoint, how about how good my record-keeping lore check is? Okay. What do we have for a modifier for this? Are we expert or trained? Perfect. Uh, 17 on the record keeping. Yeah, with like a minute left, I think Benny will head up. Take it out. Yeah. Take it out and stab him with it. Or not. That's, we don't have to. I think if we're hanging out in this room, it's fine. I don't know what chance that they decide to take the side door, but I don't think it'd be very comfortable for the people that decide to hang out there. Like at the bottom of the stairs? I don't know how much it matters. Like, I don't think we should have let them. Yeah. Does it not make it easier? True. Birds eating my hit points. Sure. How much is the healing for lesser healing? Is it the 2d8 plus 5? Perfect, perfect. Oh my God, no, oh, they counterbaired us. No. Oh my God. You're in a fucking phone booth. So funny. Move so I can roll my dice. Really, goddamn. Oh, okay. I thought you were just asking for two. All right, guys. I know we rolled initiative. Can we have like 2 minutes of surprise rounds? It doesn't change the roll. No. It's close. I don't know. I've been doing it since we've used Foundry. Wait. All the money I would have spent on a pet is on this What else do I have? I have the guy that hangs out in my bathroom, but he's not going to want to come out. But the BlendTech blends iPhones. No, are you not familiar? Yeah, will it blend? It's an advertise for blend it's an advertisement for BlendTech, the whole channel. Yeah, they don't use anything else. What? Am I dropping arcane knowledge on you about will it blend? Oh, it's so funny though. Yeah, presented by BlendTech. Yeah, they just put anything. Yeah. Put anything in the blender, but it's so funny because they've made it a funny show. The best part is like because he'll blend something that's like horrific. Like he's blended an iPad as soon as it came out, and then he's just like after he's done blending it, he takes it, puts it upside down. Taps it so all the dust comes out, and he's just like, "Oh, iPad smoke! Don't breathe this." And he says that for everything. So he'll blend like magnets. Oh, magnet smoke! Don't breathe this. Do we get a surprise because they were at a party and they're going downstairs? He needs to add mass to become a bear. They'll have to wait their turn. Checkmate. Kill himself. Who's got? Who's? Who's got a lightning bolt? Line him up. Wait. I'm just. Oh, he stepped. Okay, that's. So, I bit a wolf once, so They're trying to hold me down. Curses. Kill. That's okay. I don't plan to do damage with the polytool anyways. The bear. And the second attack, son of a bitch. It's okay. What is one fun thing? I'll strike again. This is with Uber Map. We're just crit fishing. Oh. Okay. I'm seeing, should I have Blazing Banner? Okay. Kill. Is that movement? He didn't step. You didn't say he stepped, John. That was my last action. That was all three. Yeah. Choices. Ooh. I was checking. I was just checking. And I'm gonna attack him. I'm guessing he's not bloodied. Okay. Bloody him. That's Bob. Jesus. Yeah. It moves so slow. So, oh no, we're gonna flex on him. So my last action was a successful strike with Barrow's Edge, my pick. So I'm going to heal, what is it, 27 points? Because it was 55. Okay. And then I shall shift eminence to re-empower my pick. And then we're gonna swing at this guy with the pick. Oof. Not bloodied? Oh, I did. It's true. No. He's gonna go through the fucking. The wall of corpses. He's gonna climb a fucking. He's going to Mexico, dude. He's gonna start a new life. Downstairs.
Okay.
Because I was watching the same thing, and it's mainly discussing meta magic, and I'm like, this is I get that it's kind of the same thing, but it happens immediately post. No, but it uses the capitalized strike, make a melee strike. I guess you're saying it. Yeah, and it also like it. It doesn't line up with double slice, where like, because it's you strike with like your heavy weapon, then you strike with your light weapon in order to keep the same bonus. So like, I would have to reverse that, take the minus two in order to try to do it immediately post a double slice if I were to crit. Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want Benny to chase? Do you want Benny to chase? Benny's probably faster. Okay. Probably. That's not the right bat. It's the other bat's turn. Okay. Where do you get a dagger? Okay. I think Benny's gonna get a strike off. Let's see the math here. First action, Godspeed. Second action, I can't get into their space, can I? These two. All right, this is second action. So Benny has two more actions. How far away? He's 55, isn't he? Curses. Benny will not get a strike off. I will get next to him. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Benny will get directly in front of him. Actually, yeah, can Benny get in front of the car? Like in front of the driver's side? Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. I'll just get it in front of the driver's door, yeah. He could, but then we'd get his car. Which is a manipulate? Course. That is the DC. Oh, there he is. Yeah. I will. Sanity. He's also bloodied. I will tell you right now, it is impossible he lives. Because I have plus 11 to this. Benny will drag the body into the auto shop and be like, anyone feel like really on point since they died? Anyone feel like really, really on point? Yeah, and I did most of the damage for those. Yeah, wait. Does he? Perfect. This last guy had the keys on him. Perfect. Betty will park. Betty will. Harold. It's Harold. His name is Harold. Benny will take one. I think they clash, yeah. All right, so I guess we put these with the rest of the bodies. We just want to do a once over. We want to search the garage just to see if there's anything interesting here. Loot the heart? Oh yeah, the other rooms, yeah. Oh yeah. Daniel, hold up the horns. I mean, what are the Inquisitors gonna do that our upstanding and ethical contact in the magic police? Do we want to patch up the door? Do we want to figure out a way to conceal the door to below? Yeah. Ooh. Well, I'm thinking we're going to report Twelwyn dead. They're going to ask questions about where it happened. That's what I'm thinking. We have this as a second base. Or at least a dubious, definitely not our main base. We have it as a dubious base. I don't trust the heart. Yeah. But I don't think we should. I don't think we should give anyone a reason to go down there. Like, okay, so if we go, we give the we show the antlers, we get the bounty. If they decide that this is something that's involved in Grayson and they don't send anyone to investigate, which I think would be smart for them, then we're fine. But if we go to the Inquisitors and we say, hey, by the way, there's these things trying to exert influence. They're trying to come here. And here is the base of operations. They're not going to tell us anything. This is going to be cordoned off. We're not going to be allowed in. We're going to get no information about what any of this is. So what if, I mean, what if they kill the heart? I mean, the heart's a good source of information. They don't have, the heart's not going to trust them. I don't think so. So what other places? So we got to check the bedroom, the orrery, the radar plant. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say this doesn't have prestidigitation. Do they fit down the stairs? Okay. Okay. That sounds like it would interrupt the rest. Yeah, actually really good. Feeling like that guy, and he'll point at the giant. Me more about him. Sell me on him. Okay. For just for small people or for a lot? Huh. What about half giants? How does he feel about half giants? I'll probably have to rain check worshiping the giant. Ooh. Aided by his young ward. Well, we pick, but the radar plant? Probably. I'm down. It's Benny. It's a bad place to sleep. Unless there's a fire. Yeah, but it's cozier. I shall roll the other. Yeah.
You need people like me. You need people like me.
Nineteen. What's it called? Autoscribe. Because I just watched a YouTube video with one of these in it. Yeah. I don't think it's autoscribe. I thought it was some sort of scope. But yeah. Is anything interesting? I mean, maybe the nerd will be interested in the schematics. Yeah. The blue pieces of paper. Josh said it several times in a row, and then listen, okay. I was writing down everything Josh was saying, and then I was like, what is that thing called? And then I Googled it for 30 seconds, and then I came back, and he said blue paper, coins, and fine clothing, and I have that. So there's a 30-second gap in my notes. I don't know if anything interesting was said there. Yeah, what's on the blue paper? And then we head to the wine cellar. Maybe it's for a simulacrum. Johnny, isn't there something you want to tell us? That's like buying new clothes. It doesn't say who the invitation was to. Is there anything with these small coins? Because, again, that's the only other thing I have in my notes. Oh, perfect. There are three more rooms, I believe. We've got the bear and the man taking a look. Oh, apparently a twin is not good enough. There's no Neville Paperman. There's no Neville Paperman. He's responsible for popularizing the word haberdashery amongst the youth. Yeah. Rue, yes. And one, because in one episode, I don't know, they ask him like what he really wants to do, and he's like, my dream is to run a haberdashery, and they're like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's just for hats. Oh. Course. aided by his young ward. I can't. I wonder if that's where the Void Song's from. Of course. Visiting? Yes, papers. So, sure. Benny showed his usefulness, because when it's like, ah, we found a book, it Benny's like, is it attacking you? Because otherwise I'm standing in the corner fucking shooting the shit with this heart, because I've got nothing else to do. That was very satisfying to have several things walk up to Benny and just be like, okay, it's gone. What's the next thing? Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah. Do you think we could convince Ilmari to comp a lawyer for us? Can we be like, look at all this documentation. Is there any way we could just take over at least some of these businesses legally? I mean, we killed the guy. Can we get like a corporate lawyer version of Saul Goodman? That's just like, you guys kill someone else. Like, yep. Can we get their businesses? What kind of paperwork? We have to break into a law firm. the new kind of heist. It's the new kind of heist. Instead of heisting a bank, we're going to heist a law firm. We're going to get all the deeds. $400 million worth of deeds were stolen. A hostile takeover has occurred in seemingly coincidental companies. Four nobodies now control over half of the gasoline and fried chicken in the city. This heart's pretty chill. Yeah, have you guys ever heard of, what is it, hunger aggression? It's like where wild animals get really pissed when you fuck with their food. Yeah, I don't think we're gonna get the obsidian without fighting the heart directly. What is this? That's true. The Sinister Six. Well, I mean, it's one of the places that's not really been touched by ascended beings. What were the three? But there was the, yes, there was the deep and the feep. Yeah. Close enough. So it's another. Okay. But if there, if region is, so there's, we're dealing with a Pheeb situation. It's one of them Pheeb situations.
Maybe.
You're at that shit. You're at this. Couldn't eternity also be the pulse?
Well, I think eternity fits better than compulsion.
Yeah. Oh, that would make sense. Is that it? He wanted to go to the God. He called it the God home, or did? I see. But it would make, I mean, we currently don't know of anywhere else, like, in Farron that makes sense as an area where he could get. Into the God home. Nixon and Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I don't know about anything higher level though, like higher stakes. Like, how much can, what is the highest level thing Benny can one shot? Now that I think about it, 50 is a lot of points of damage for a level 4 to be doing. I don't know how much higher it's gonna go. I didn't do that. Benny? No. I don't think Benny is gonna need it, if I'm completely honest. Benny is not in his final form right now. Benny will probably hit final form for damage dealing around level 13, and he's gonna do considerably more. Because right now he has a, this is true, so long as he doesn't, so long as he doesn't die again. Because he currently has a pick that has deadly D10, or I think fatal D10, but his goal is a Falcata that has fatal D12. Yes. That's it.